Prescription drugs come with expiration dates on the bottle. Sometimes there are two, and should you run into this double date? Here's NPR's Joanne Silberner to explain.
Helen Pendergrast is a pretty healthy 87-year-old, but like a lot of people her age, she's taking plenty of prescription drugs, 11 of them.
This is my medicine chest.
She pulls out one of those amber bottles you get from the pharmacy and looks at the expiration date.
This I got just June 3rd this year, which I think is for my blood pressure. And this one expires June 3rd, 2011.
She pulls out another one she bought at the same time.
And then in the morning, I take Lipitor for cholesterol. And this expires 6/3/11.
The drugstore date Pendergrast is reading off her bottles has little to do with whether they're still good. That's according to drug expert Joe Graydon, who has a consumer call-in show on public radio. He says many state pharmacy boards require the 1 year from date of sale expiration, so that's your pharmacist following state law or just being extra cautious. But Graydon says that 1 year date on the bottle can cause real confusion.
People look on the expiration date and they fear that maybe those pills have somehow gone bad or not going to work, and so they throw them away.
Three of Helen Pendergrast's drugs are still in the manufacturer's packaging, and those have a second expiration date on them. One of them is 2 years later than the drugstore date.
February 2013.
This is the manufacturer's expiration date. It has some testing behind it. Testing designed to see how long the medicine stayed at full potency when stored under high heat and humidity, like in your bathroom. Elisa Bernstein of the Food and Drug Administration says consumers should pay attention to the one-year expiration dates, no exceptions.
There may not be data to ensure that that product is safe and effective and has maintained its quality beyond the expiration date.
But Bernstein admits that drugs stored under ideal conditions can last longer than a year. In fact, tests of Department of Defense drug stockpiles showed many medicines are fine as much as 10 years after the manufacturer's expiration dates if they're stored unopened and in a cool, dry place. Late last year, an independent newsletter called The Medical Letter pointed out that some drugs stored in much less favorable conditions last a long time, too. But the newsletter also said EpiPens used for severe allergic reactions go bad quickly and shouldn't be used once they've expired. Bottom line on drug dates? Here's pharmacology expert Joe Graydon.
If it's not a life-threatening situation, if it's perhaps for heartburn or maybe for a headache, I guess I would take the pills. If it's nitroglycerin for your heart, if it's a really critical medicine for an irregular heart rhythm, I would get in touch with a pharmacist and probably ask for a renewed prescription.
Joanne Silberner, NPR News.